Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Dukes and Bell, John Tuckery live in Athens. Guys, we're at Grindhouse. Love Grindhouse. And if you've never been here, make sure you check them out. They've got locations in Atlanta as well. We're right here off of South Lumpkin. And Mike, John joining us right now, the voice of the SEC, Brad Nessler, friend of the show. Ness, we appreciate the time on a Saturday, man, but it's a huge day as we celebrate this championship. Thank you.
Man, it's really nice. I'm getting ready to watch the parade on TV. I don't know what there is about a parade to watch on TV, but I'd rather listen. I've been listening to you guys, so, you know, great day for the Dog Nation. I'm just so happy for everybody in Georgia. It seemed like from Tuesday on, every place I went, everybody had a smile on their face, you know? And that's what it's all about. So I'm happy for the Dogs and happy that you guys are over there partying with them.
Right on. And Ness, I was joking around on the radio. I go, Ness, text me at 1 o'clock in the morning. Because will you put? Do you not have control over your own Twitter? I mean, are you not on Twitter?
No, I don't.
Ness is literally, get the message out there. I was banging the drum for Stetson Bennett all season long.
I'm sorry about that, Mike. I know it was a little late when I texted you, but, you know, the fact remains I was in that kid's corner last year, and I kind of entrenched myself in it this year because I got so tired of listening, be it the national media or, you know, friends around here. It just right. It was never ending, and I just couldn't get over the fact that, you know, what do you want from this kid? He's playing great football. I mean, and so I kind of went to bat, and I probably went overboard a couple times on the radio, but that's the way I felt, and I didn't want to hold it in. So I'm just so happy for him and the whole team. And, sorry about that late text, Mike.
Yeah, you know, Nestler, you're an Atlanta guy. You know what this means. You know Larry Munson's got to be smiling down from heaven thinking about all of this. And just so many people this week, Nestler, it's just funny, everybody thinking, man, what would it sound like if Larry had the call? What would Munson say on the call? It's such a great homage, isn't it? I mean, just I know you had to be smiling about that as well.
Oh, yeah. You know, I like the fact that somebody put the Munson thing together with the Kelly Ringo interception. That was pretty cool. You know, the first year I lived here, John, was 1980. And so you come into a different situation from a different state, and you find out what SEC football is about and all of that. And then the Dogs win the national championship. And, you know, the Falcons went 12-4. I think they were the best team in football, but they just screwed the playoffs up. So, you know, my first 6 months here, I thought, man, there's nothing to this. This is going to be like national championship after national championship, Super Bowl after Super Bowl, all that kind of stuff. And then you wait around 41 years and go, it's still not happening. So I know that's how much it means to everybody. I'm sure Munson has got a big cigar and in heaven, and he's drinking a little bit too. So, just happy for everybody. It's been a long time waiting.
I'm sure Ness going into it, he's probably saying, you know, my God, we're never going to beat Alabama. My God, what? they're killing us. We're never going to get over this.
You think this thing isn't big? Every play gets more and more large. It's been 90 years since we've gotten a first down. Good Lord, will we ever get another one?
Oh, and I just love the fact for guys that know Georgia, as John and Brett, you referenced it, Kirby saying there's going to be some property damage tonight in this city. You know, I mean, for younger listeners, that goes back to 1980 and Buck Ballew hitting Lindsey Scott. And then, but anyway, well, Buck did make one throw in his career. But anyway, Ness, I mean, the idea now, we've been talking all day. Now that you've got it, you break through. Do you believe that? I mean, not to get greedy, but now that that block is out of the way, the nemesis. And by the way, Bama will be better than Georgia next year. Just it is the way it is. But do you see multiples now for Georgia? Do you see Kirby getting two or three?
I think he's very capable of doing it. I mean, the recruiting that he's put together, I know they lost a lot of guys already either to the pros or transfer portal and all of that. But, you know, he's got guys stockpiled like Alabama's done over the years. And there'll be future stars that we don't even know about right now. And it won't take that long because they're going to have to play, you know, starting next year. But, Alabama will probably be preseason number one next year. And Georgia will be, you know, in the top five, I'm sure. But, yeah, to get over that hump, you know, I've said it to you guys before, I think half the thing for Georgia fans was, yes, you wanted a national championship, but to do that you had to beat Alabama. And then the disappointment of the SEC title game and then the way they bounced back, you know, I don't know what's cooler, that they beat Alabama finally or they got a national championship. They kind of go hand in hand, and that's what we'll be looking at, you know, for years to come, I think.
Brad Dessler, our guest, voice of the SEC here with Dukes and Bell, John Chuckery, hanging out in Athens, guys, celebrating the parade and honoring this team today. Thousands of folks, Brad, by the way, making their way down to the parade route and then the stadium. I want to ask you about your conversations with Kirby. You know, you always get a chance to meet with these coaches, game of the week of the game, and you always talk about, you know, having a sense of where these coaches are. All year long, this pressure was on Kirby because everybody thought this was the team. And then you're ranked number one. You know, you saw and did all those games in the SEC. What did you think? At what point did you feel like this was going to happen for Kirby? And did his demeanor change at all this season? Was it the same Kirby you've seen in the last few years?
I think he was I don't want to put this. I talked to our producer last night, and I said, I'm really happy for Kirby. And he said, maybe now when we meet with him, it won't look like he just had some bad prune juice. You know, so, you know, I think you got a little bit tighter as the season went. I think the better you are, the more pressure there is on your shoulders and getting over the whole Alabama thing. You know, leading up to the SEC championship game, the day before that, the last time I guess I talked to him in person, and I think he was very confident, but there wasn't a lot of smiles, you know, in past meetings in past years, you know, there's a little bit of levity and all of that. I didn't see any of that. It was all business all year every time we talked to him pretty much. And I just hope that, you know, the whole thing when he said after the semifinal game, Alabama's 5 hours ahead of us, I just wanted to die laughing at that one. But I hope he can just enjoy today. And, you know, the rest of this weekend before he has to get back. I know they have to get back to work. I get it. But I hope he can just kind of smile and say, man, this is really cool. And I think he got it in the post-game news conference a little bit after he'd been up most of the night. And I just hope, you know, when this parade starts and everything, he can enjoy it.
I mean, you allude to Kirby, and that was the thing. I mean, the tightness about, you know, it just is what it is. Pollock even said on the pregame, but I think Dave's, I paraphrase, it was tight booty holes that he got to be for. So, I mean, but now you've been there, done that, because I didn't want Kirby to be like, you know, the Jim Boeheim of football, you know, great recruiter but can't win the big one, you know. And so, right. Brad, now moving on from Lanning, the thing is, like, Dabo's got to pivot up in Clemson, losing your assistants. I think they don't really skip a beat with what they've got in place on the defensive side. As far as coaching, recruiting?
Yeah, I think they're good. I mean, you know, when he got Will in there, and you kind of saw that coming a little bit, and I didn't think Dan Lanning was going to get this good a gig this early. I mean, I think he's really talented. I hope he's ready for the job. We'll find out week one next year, I guess. But, you know, I think they've got everybody in place that they need, and they just got to keep doing what they've been doing. And they've got the facilities. They've got, you know, the culture is built in. You know, the kids have bought in, and they're going to keep bringing guys in that you either get it or you're not going to play for Georgia, because so many people now are going to want to play for Georgia that maybe we're on the fence a little bit as far as recruiting. And you win a national title, man, you start talking about jewelry, those kids pay attention, and NIL deals and all of that too.
Brad, do you agree that there is something about Kirby, that he's from Georgia, he played at Georgia, he knows this program, you know, he's obviously knows the history of it and has been here. I do think that there is something to, now that you're a national champion, and the motion of him, I do think that makes that, for lack of a better term, sales pitch to kids even more. Like that, the fact that I was here, and I was here when we weren't winning, but now we are. I think there is something to that for a guy like Kirby.
Oh, yeah. You know, when we talk to the players and stuff, you know, we kid around with them and we go, you know, your coach was a pretty good player. And they look at Kirby and they go, yeah, right. And I go, no, he's a really good player. I mean, he was all conference, you know, and captain and the whole thing. And you know, I don't think he ever touts that to his kids or blows his own horn, but we do sometimes to the players, and they kind of snicker because they look at him and they go, what did he run, a 5.6 40, you know, whatever. But
he's got hops, Brad. He got some vertical when Ringo picked off the football.
Yeah, I know. I thought he was gonna run Ringo down, actually. But you know, and then when we do Tennessee, you know, we tell the players, we go, you know, he picked off Peyton Manning, like 3 of his 13 career interceptions were Peyton. They go, come on, you know. So I think there is something to it, John, but, you know, it's his school, it's his alma mater. You don't get the opportunity very often to be a coach. I mean, so many times, you know, you get players back, and I heard you guys talking about it earlier. You bring somebody back that was from the area or, you know, was a grad assistant there. But when you're a player and you come back and you win a national title, it means a lot, and I think it's a great selling point for sure.
We've talked a lot about this connection between Saban and Kirby. What do you know there, Brad? What is their relationship like? I mean, obviously they don't talk every day, but I think they talk more from my sources than most people think. Can you talk about that relationship and the respect that they have?
Yeah, great mutual respect, obviously. And, you know, when one guy's 25 years older than the other guy, you know, it's quite a difference. But you know, Nick has great respect for Kirby. Kirby has the same thing back. I actually told my wife, who, by the way, picked Alabama to win, not that she doesn't love Georgia, but that's what she did. That's because she likes Saban. So anyway, she said, well, what do you think Nick's going to say? And I said, he's going to say, if I had to lose in a national championship game, I'm glad I lost it to somebody like Kirby. And it's almost the exact quote. I read it to her in the paper the next morning, and she said, that's exactly what you told me last night. And I said, well, that's just the way those guys are, you know? I mean, there's a lot of coaches that if Nick lost the national title to him, he would not be as gracious, I don't think. I mean, you know, in this case, I think he meant it. And if I had to lose to somebody, I'm glad it was Kirby.
And moving forward, Brad, I mean, this year it'll be kind of a flip the script. Alabama will have the best quarterback. They'll have the best linebacker. And Saban will get back. They'll have more upperclassmen. Georgia will turn over the roster. Guys already going for the NFL draft. So, I mean, what do you see immediately? Georgia probably be in the top four, and Bama will be number one preseason.
Yeah, I think it depends on how many more guys decide they're going to transfer out. You know, the quarterback situation, you guys have talked about it all week, and, it's the elephant in the parade right now is how many guys are going to be around to play quarterback, and are some of the really young guys just going to split, or is Detson going to stay, or is JT Daniels? I think a lot of it hinges on that. But I would say they're a top five team no matter who's playing quarterback for them or who's back. But it's going to be interesting. I think a lot hinges on that, but that decision by those guys at that position.
Well, it's fun. I'll tell you that. This is a lot of fun going through this experience, and for fans of the Dogs for all these years, finally getting a chance to celebrate a championship today. This is what it feels like. And, you know, for years, many people didn't know what they'd get a chance, or if they get a chance to experience it. Brad Nessler, you're the best. Appreciate you taking some time on Saturday,
Brad.
Man. And let's enjoy this. And, you know, I already miss college football.
By the way, is this where...
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.